This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A Michigan man was charged with 6 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder today after those shootings up in Kalamazoo, Michigan this weekend. The man, Jason Dalton is his name, was, as you've likely heard by now, an Uber driver and appeared to have picked up riders before and after the shootings. Police say the company is cooperating fully with the investigation. The company is defending its screening process for its drivers. But Uber's still in a tough spot, right? Seeing as how its business model is basically based on convincing people to get into a stranger's car. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at where things might go for Uber from here.
There are two words in most headlines about these shootings: Uber driver. Scott Galloway is a marketing professor at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says the steps Uber needs to take are clear.
Three things you have to do. Everybody knows those three things, and they're hard to do.
First, acknowledge what happened. Second, make sure it's the top person, the CEO, who publicly addresses these issues.
And the third is you have to overcorrect. They have to announce immediately a series of additional screening tools that they're implementing.
This incident is already prompting questions about how Uber screens its drivers. It'll also likely reignite the debate about how they're regulated, says Christopher Koopman. He's a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
So people will most likely look at this and say, well, if only they were treated X way or Y way by the regulators, then perhaps this wouldn't have happened. I think that's something that we'll have to see as we go forward.
It also doesn't help that this is the latest in a series of issues for Uber. Corey Dade works in crisis management with the PR firm Burson Marsteller.
There are issues around the CEO and other executives and how they've dealt with different controversies that come up. There has been criticism in the past over how the company has responded to safety concerns raised by women who've been riders in Uber vehicles. There have been concerns about how the company responds to news reports that Uber may think are unfavorable.
That matters because a company's reputation going into a crisis is very important for how easily the company can emerge from it, says Paul Argenti. He's a professor of corporate communication at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
Because when something bad happens, if there's anything that questions your reputation at all, you're going to get hit much harder. That's just the part of the way life is.
If customers like you, if they trust you, it's much easier to weather the storm. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.